Good morning and welcome to another thought for the day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's pray together. Our gracious Lord, help us to lift our eyes this morning to look at the Lord Jesus in all that we see him to be in his ministry and life on earth. Help us to see him as lowly and gentle in heart, one who deals with us kindly as we come to him in our need. One who will not turn us away or give us the rough edge of his tongue, but who welcomes us, as it were, with a smile and is pleased to see us coming close to the Father through him. Bless us then, we pray, as we read your word. Amen. So we're reading from Proverbs chapter 15, and today we're reading verse 25. The Lord tears down the house of the proud, but he sets the widow's boundary stones in place. So here we have another contrast between two different characters. In emulation of Tony's comment the other day, we have Mr. Proud and we have Mrs. Widow. So who are these two people? Well, Mr. Proud is somebody who occurs quite often in Scripture, and consistently through the Bible we are told that God opposes the proud. If you turn to your New Testament and read 1 Peter chapter 5, Peter himself quotes Proverbs when he says in verse 5, "All of you clothe yourselves with humility towards one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favour to the humble." We'll come back to that verse and that reference. There's a little more to see there, which will help us. So this proud man or proud woman, what's he doing that is so obnoxious to God, that God hates so much? Well, effectively, he makes himself to be his own God. When he looks at his life, he finds security only in what he has done. He is pleased with the works of his hands, with his own efforts, and he boasts of those things. He is a self-made man, or she is a self-made woman. With not much attention given to the things of God, or in fact to the needs of others, and we see that this dangerous sin of pride blunts the senses and the awareness of the needs of others. So much then for Mr. Proud. So who is the widow, and why is she set in contrast to him? Well, this lady has lost her husband, of course, that's the meaning of the word, and therefore she has lost her protector and her provider. And in fact, a little further on in Proverbs, in the section called the Sayings of the Wise, we are told something about boundary stones. And I can't lay my eyes on the verse at the moment. Oh, yes, verses 10 and 11. "Do not move an ancient boundary stone or encroach on the fields of the fatherless, for their defender is strong. He will take up their case against you." The word defender in the NIV has a capital D. It's talking about God. So this widow who has lost her provider and her protector has no means of support, and therefore she looks to God to be both of those things. And God indeed takes up her cause and will defend and protect her. So when it comes to the likely loss of her property because some proud man is taking advantage of her vulnerability and her inability to protect herself and is encroaching on her land, moving the fences so that he then steals for himself what is hers simply because she cannot oppose him or defend herself, God says, "I will defend her." The defender of the widow and the fatherless. Indeed, the defender of the needy. And here is our thought today. Are we not all needy? You see, Paul talks about contentment. Contentment when he has lots, contentment when he has little. Speaks of that in Philippians chapter 4. And here is the thing. Where do you find your security? What is there in life of which you say, as long as I have this, I will be okay? Well, that is the beginnings of pride. That is saying that you have something that you can cling to, that you have brought to yourself, that you are holding on to. And in that position, you are being your own God. You're attributing to that thing or that person, whatever it might be, the same kind of attitude that you really should have towards Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour. When you look to the things of the world for your security, they will fail you in one way or another. When you realise that your only security is in Christ, He will never fail you. So here is the challenge for today. Place your security in Him. So let's briefly turn back to those verses in 1 Peter. How does that start? It starts, all of you, clothe yourselves with humility towards one another. Why? Because God opposes the proud, and there's the opposite, humility, but shows favour to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. You see, you put yourself down, he raises you up. It's not up to you to lift yourself up. It's God's work. And then the verse, so beloved by so many, follows on. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. So these things which cause you distress in life, which test you and try you and torment your mind, pulling at the edges of your sanity sometimes, things over which you could be anxious because you do not have them or you don't know where they're coming from in the next day. Cast those anxieties on him. Mr. Proud has no place in the work and the heart of God, but the needy, the defenseless, will be defended by the risen Saviour, the Lord of all. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you that you are the upholder of those who humble themselves in your sight, and we would do that this morning. We bow before your throne. We sit at the feet of Jesus, ready to learn, ready to listen, ready to own him as Lord and not own ourselves as our own masters. So be with us this day. Help us to know how that makes a difference in the way that we live today. Amen.